Now let's talk travel, and I'm glad to be joined in the studio by Fergal O'Keefe of Travel Tales with Fergal. Good morning to you, Fergal, and thanks very much for coming into us. Aer Lingus, first of all, and a seat sale, which is good news, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's unusual that they're doing it this time of year, and it's actually finishing tonight, I think, at midnight. So just a flag. It's actually, so there's 20% off flights and 20% off the bag allowance, which, you know, sometimes can nearly cost as much as the flights on airlines. So it's the good thing is the dates, it's travel from the 1st of August until the 30th of September, so it's for the end of the summer. But a lot of people, and I've actually noticed that myself, that August actually can be a very good time to go away, bar the heat part. Yeah. But you can actually get some very good deals, actually, you would think, because in Ireland a lot of people go in sort of once school finishes. Yeah. July is the big month. Not August, you know. It's big in Europe, but not from Ireland. So you can actually get great deals from
Is that for the end of August or right throughout the month?
Oh, the whole month.
Is
so
it?
Yeah. But particularly at the end, actually.
Right, okay. Yeah.
But it is. It's just something like there's a seat sale, you know, and it's. I always wonder when's the best time to get flights, you know, when you get your deals. It's such a tricky one, isn't it? Mm. But, you know, they always seem to do something around this. You know, if you hold off, I don't. I always go after Christmas, you know.
Yeah. Oh, listen, we all know the wonderful life of travel that you have. Ryanair, the results out, it's a remarkable results, of course.
Yes, it's quite amazing, actually. Yeah. So, I mean, their revenue has gone up like 124%. I mean, that's obviously because of COVID from March 22 to March 23. But it was like their revenues were like 4.8 billion to now 10.7, nearly 11 billion. And their profits, so it was a loss of 350,000 last year, but this year a profit of nearly 1.5 billion. And they said that prices had gone up 10%. But they hedge. Mm. They're very good with their fuel. They hedge. Mm. So now I would say prices for the rest of the year, and particularly into next year, they will go up again. But they are expecting
I think they hedged pretty high though with their their fuel.
So the line I saw was that they expect their cost increase by a billion over this year, and because of fuel costs. But they expect to offset that with the numbers flying, because I mean the numbers are unbelievable. Like 97. Million last year to 168 million this year. It's so the figures are just mind-boggling.
When some of their opposition has fallen by the wayside and indeed found it very difficult to recover from COVID, they're just flourishing.
They're a machine, aren't they?
Yeah, just completely, absolutely. You're going to talk to us a little bit about Malaga. I never think of going to Malaga.
Well, exactly. And I was just there a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you know, like just say for me, when I'm going away, like for a weekend break, I was away with mates from college, and we always like go somewhere that's hot. It's a city for the perfect world. There'd be a beach there as well. And Malaga has all those things. Mm. I mean, like places, like I have other friends who are like going away to like Palma. You know, there's certain places like Faro. One of the guys I was away with while we were in Malaga, he was saying that he went away on a weekend break to Faro and stayed in Faro, and there's a beach there in Portugal. So like Faro, Palma,
Mallorca. We treat them as airport destinations.
Exactly.
And that's it.
And Palma, I was actually recommending to our mates, like we go away with the college crew every now and then. I was saying Palma should be the next one because it ticks those boxes again. But Malaga, gosh, it was amazing. Absolutely stunning city. You know, I absolutely love Andalusia. Particularly, I love that. I've said it to you before. Yeah. Like I was in Granada before Christmas, and I love the whole Moorish architecture
and the
style. But Malaga has that. Like, so it's got all that architecture. It's got the narrow streets, amazing buildings. It's got the tapa culture as well. I mean, they say they've over 300 days of sunshine in the year, which is a bonus. And it was a bank holiday weekend. It was the bank holiday weekend in Ireland when I was there, but it was also bank holiday weekend, which is going to be my new trick now, is when you're going away to, because when I go with my mates, we usually stay on the Sunday night, but most cities are dead on a Sunday night, but it was a bank holiday in Spain, so it was great. It was hopping, but it really felt like there was a lot of Spanish people were going there for their holidays, which is a great sign, you know what I mean? So it was full of tourists, but there were Spanish tourists. But it was just amazing.
And what was it thronged though?
So it was early enough in the season as well. It was. So I can't imagine. And it was hot as well, which was lovely because it was a beach. So during, I couldn't imagine what it'd be like during the summer. So it could be very hot. But as a break to go, you know, sort of early summer. I would say in September, I was talking to a guy there who's been who goes there loads, and he was there at Easter, and he said the weather was gorgeous, and he got the whole, you know, that Easter processions and all those things, got that atmosphere.
Beautiful.
And he brought back his family. He was again there, you know, he was going again. So really, God, it's amazing. And, it, you know, when you think of Malaga, it's one of the busiest airports. But the great thing about it is there's a couple of flights going there every day. So, like, I and also bonus points was I went from Cork, which is just amazing.
Good, yeah. Isn't it just, I love going.
Like, when I was going to park my car, I was driving to, because I hadn't paid for the short, you know, for the closest one, I assumed that I was a bit further. But I was actually like a 2 minute walk.
I know.
Two minute walk. Yeah. It's just, that's just, you can't just, beat just that. It's straight in.
You make the point that Malaga, home to Pablo Picasso and Antonio Banderas. I'm not sure what the link is.
Yeah, exactly. The two most famous Spanish people. But he's big in Spain. But it's just, yeah, and there's a great museum there, actually, a Picasso museum.
Yes.
And, you know, which the building itself that it's in is like a museum. And that whole area where the Picasso museum is, right beside, there's an old cathedral, an amazing, beautiful old cathedral right there in the old quarter with all these old, with amazing streets. But and when I went there, like I went into the church, I love going into churches, and they were preparing for a mass, and there was a nun up on the altar practicing with the crowd, kind of the musical responses. And it was just so gorgeous, like but an amazing old cathedral.
And what about cost? I mean, how does it compare?
It's just unbelievable. Yeah, it is. It's amazing. Like, I mean, we were there the first night. We were in a tapas bar, and there was like eight of us, and we basically went through every item on the tapas menu. And it was like, so they gave us like eight of everything through the whole menu. We didn't do for the desserts and lots of beer and everything else. And I think it came to like €60 each. And that was practically eating everything in the on the menu and as much drink as we could drink during that time.
Nothing wrong
so,
with
you know,
that.
So it would always, yeah. So, I mean, it's just, the tapas are work out so much cheaper as well, but it's lovely. But I have to say, like, compared to Ireland, yeah, it is it is so much cheaper. Everything was cheaper.
Hiking as well, that's an option, is it?
Yeah, so there's some great areas. The other thing, a great one is, like, if you were in Malaga, I would go, if you go to Malaga, you know, there's so much to do there, like, to stay there. But around Malaga, there's amazing places. As I said, Granada. You know, you can do day trips like to Granada. It's like about an hour and a half away. Ronda, the same, which is a beautiful hill town, you know, which is gorgeous. Or, you know, obviously the Castle Sol all around. But there was one that we went to, which is a really gorgeous one. Like it's basically a gorge area. But it's the Churro Gorge, but it's called the Caminito del Rey. It's very famous. I don't know how old it is. It's a couple of hundred years old. It's been upgraded recently, but they're literally built into the gorge cliff edge. There's like miles of this like wooden walkway. So if you weren't into heights, I wouldn't recommend it, but it is absolutely gorgeous. And I think it's about an hour away. You know, you can get, we like got a tour, you get a guided bus up from Malaga, but if you were so inclined to do something like that. But even in Malaga itself, I said there's a beach there, the city beach, and you can actually hire bikes there. And there's a little beach, or there's a little fishing village, like you can cycle along the coast. And there's a little fishing village that is next to it, which is absolutely gorgeous. It's called Malaguita, I think it is the area. But, you know, it's gorgeous. And the beach area, one thing that is famous, which I love, is like barbecued sardines. Wow. And that's what's famous on the beach. So they have like amazing restaurants along the beach area, or like one we went to was just like plastic chairs, and you know, there's like an old guy there with like a barbecue on the beach, and you get barbecued sardines up and some sangria.
Sounds
and
delicious.
It is just, oh gosh, it was amazing, I have to say, you know.
Yeah, so highly recommended from you then, Fergal. What about podcast this Tuesday? What have you got for us?
Yeah, so for the next 3 weeks, I have a podcast called GAA Minor Moments, and the next 3 weeks is focusing on the hurling, which, you know, after yesterday, if people want to get a taster, I've got Michael Fenley from Kilkenny. He's going to be out tomorrow, and you can get it on all podcasting platforms if you just type in GAA Minor Moments. Basically, what I do is I interview GAA stars about their early careers, and then I have a great one next week with the week of the All-Ireland Clare are in the minor final, and I have Anthony Daly And he's a real character. And he's like, he was telling great stories, like even talking about when he was in school in St. Flannan's and he got like a guy secretly to make homemade dumbbells. And he was like doing weight training at home, but not telling anyone because he was embarrassed. So you imagine, he said it was like you were cheating back in the 80s, like using dumbbells, homemade dumbbells, like they got someone to weld for him. And the guys couldn't believe like how much he was improving and he wasn't telling them his secret.
Incredible.
Whereas now, you know, compared
it's the norm.
Exactly, compared to now. Yeah. But, and also he was talking about how so many of the Clare players, like I'd say about 6 or 7 of the team are like nephews or sons of that famous Clare team for the 90s are on this Clare team now. You know, like James O'Connor has a son and a couple of the guys, their fingers, it's nephew is the captain.
Yeah,
so there's loads of guys that, you know, that's kind of continued. So that's a great one. And then the week after, I've got Alan Kearns. Clare are playing Galway in the minor final. And Alan Kearns is an interesting one as well because he set up a charity while he was still playing. Like he was in 2 All-Irelands in 2001, hurling and football in the same year. So yeah, so anyone's interested in GAA or, you know, would really enjoy these, I would say.
Isn't that great altogether? And what about where travel is concerned? Have you any plans for the near future? Are you heading off anywhere?
Yeah.
Go on, make us jealous.
Well, my plan, I'll be talking to you about it when I come back, but I said it before, a place I always want to, I eventually convince my family I'm going to Turkey this year.
Oh, right, okay.
So it's called the Turkish Riviera. It's kind of the very south of Turkey and it just looks amazing. What I love is like little villages with the mountains.
Yes.
And on the sea area. And that's what this area is. So it's a beautiful part of Turkey. So
is that far away from the Kusadasi area?
Well, that's kind of up further. So
is
that's
it? Yeah.
It's kind of the start of that area.
Yeah.
And this is down at the very bottom. And Ryanair like have flights at great prices. Like Dalaman is where you fly into. And there's areas. So I'm going to a couple of different areas, doing a bit of research around that area. So really looking forward to that. So I'm watching the Turkish elections as well as we're speaking. I'm hoping for. There's no unrest, you know.
Well, hopefully not or earthquakes for that matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Either. All right. Well,
I keep telling my family, no, that's miles away.
Yeah, don't mind that. Yeah. It'll be grand. Fergal, great to see you. Thanks very much, as always. That's Fergal O'Keefe of Travel Tales with Fergal. That's about it from me. I'll see you, by the way, if you're around Templemore tonight. I'll be there in the Templemore Arms along with Muriel. Thanks to Emma, who produced. Ellie looks after her content. Stephen is on the way to take you down memory lane on the time tunnel. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Look after yourselves. Bye-bye.
Tip today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.